I wanted to start the music school. You know, that was one of the first things I wanted to do when I could grow up. And then this kind of pop thing happened, and it's been like real fun.
Fun and ever fascinating, and a thousand other adjectives we could apply to Bjork. And when you get to talk to her in person, she doesn't disappoint. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Bjork needs no introduction, and at this point, neither does her incredibly expansive project called Biophilia. It's a groundbreaking collection of songs with interactive applications that forms a love letter to music, astronomy, biology, and above all, the joy of learning in all kinds of ways. It's one that has captivated her attention for years, and now ours as well. The Biophilia Tour is a combination of performance and installation, which Bjork has taken around the world to collaborating science-oriented venues. She's just now in the middle of her 10-show residency in New York City, and I was lucky enough to get to visit with her at her apartment a few weeks ago, where we sat down in her home studio to chat.
Biophilia is kind of different to my other albums, Life, I guess. I think it's one of the first albums that I actually perform all the songs on the album. One of the reasons I can do that is because, for example, Volta was a really sort of chaotic, bombastic, lot of brass girls and flags and revolution and justice and aggressive, confrontational sort of thing. So the shows were in big rooms with huge speakers and things were kind of like loud and chaotic. So there were certain sort of fragile songs that we couldn't really play from Volta Life because it just wouldn't have worked, you know? Whereas Biophilia is kind of the opposite. It's about solutions, clarity, simplicity.
Staring at waters cold froth on my twig, my mind in whirls, wanders around desire. May I, can I, or have too often craved miracles? May I, can I, or have I too often now craving miracles? Craving miracles.
I've never really been that much into one genre, you know, like I like a bit of R&B, you know, a bit of Rihanna on a Friday night. Can't, you know, it can only do you good. Bit of Xenakis on a Monday morning, you know. It's like people, I think most people are like that anyway. And we like silly songs and we like depressed songs and we like happy songs. And so I guess I've sort of tried to go for this kind of thing as well, you know.
Bjork's Crystalline, remixed by Omar Soliman, and before that, a live performance of Thunderbolt. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.